move from the first to the second stage, you do enough therapy that you're integrated and the wounds and so forth no longer limit your functionality. To move into the third stage means to let go of all your boundaries and open to divinity in every spectrum of existence. Now, you have to do enough of whatever you need to do first, and you probably have, to get to the point that you're willing to open those parts and feel that fear and continue opening. Continue opening. You know, in India, we would be doing these exercises in a graveyard with corpses laying around you and rotting flesh and having actual physical sex. I mean, tantrics in India would actually have sex with corpses. I mean, nobody hears that bad. You know? Now, we're doing like, I want to fuck your cunt. Can I imagine doing that with a... Well, we don't have to get there, but none of these men are that dark. So, it's a stretch, though. Very few people want to go there or need to go there even. But for you, if there's fear in your body and mind, it's good to let it go. And so you're practicing with it. So that feeling of being on your edge, like, this is my limit, that is practice. That is good practice. There's nothing... You might have been practicing as well as someone who is going, I'm going to take you, I'm going to... But they had no feeling in it. They hadn't even come to their limit yet. It's that playing the edge of your limit. It's that loving at the edge of what you're able to love at that is good practice for you. So wherever that is for you, and it'll change moment by moment, and for each person it's different, and depending on the traumas or the joys you've had as a child and so forth, that limit is at different places. But just to practice love at that limit is what spiritual practice is. It's very easy to practice openness, you know, sitting on your ass in a room on a meditation cushion. That's why most meditators have the worst relationships of anyone. Because they don't know how to do the same practice in the midst of relational passion, hell, chaos, anger, fear, sexual expression. So what we're doing is learning how to open as deeply as you would in silence on a meditation cushion in a monastery in the midst of what you would face in daily life. And especially in daily sexual life. And so that feeling of coming to your limit is a beautiful thing. That's what practice is. To live there then, to love at that edge, to stay right there and breathe and open and all the practices we talked about, to feel love coming into your body, filling your vagina, filling your heart, opening your body, shining love from your heart in the midst of... You know, that practice, that is great practice. So what you're describing to me sounds great. I mean, I know it's not comfortable, but it's good practice.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.